Welcome back to this week's edition of Extra Points, our voyage into the sea of mediocrity as we do each and every week here on 1350 KRNT, where the legends live. Al Lorenzen joined by Casey Shelton. And just to address the rest of the esteemed group in this office, executive producer Mike Woody on hand today. It's a treat for us, a privilege to share a studio with him, and Mariah Lewis, who... Mariah, we need a title for you. It's you make us...
Technical director?
Queen?
Yeah, I'll take queen. That
extra
works.
Extra points queen, technical director?
Queen of extra points.
The queen of all
the
technical...
The girl.
Okay. The... Oh, ain't going to go there. I'm not, I've turned over a new leaf. I'm trying to be politically correct.
The girl
correct.
In this room,
Casey, it's fascinating when you start talking about youth sports. There are certain things in our country that people are passionate about instantly. You start messing with somebody about politics, religion, you know, school. You start, you know, you really get into a talk about how we're educating our children. And youth sports is that same thing. It evokes a certain level of passion and spirit in our community. And I think ultimately that's good. Ultimately, that's part of the fabric of America is youth sports, and you know the fact that on Friday nights entire communities come together to watch teams compete, and you know there's something unique and special about that. And none of us, none of the guys in this room on these mics are going to say that's a bad thing. It does seem to me though that we've gotten to a place, and this happens with all good things, where it's gotten to one extreme, and I think it'll be interesting for me to see as my sons, as Luke, who's 6, and Levi, who's 2.5, as they get older, to see if that pendulum swings back at all to, yeah, we want to compete and we want to be out there and we want to work hard and we want to do those things. We also want to be a kid and we also want to try to keep things in perspective.
No, I agree. I mean, I can tell you, Al, I don't remember a lot of my youth basketball days. But I do remember my youth days of riding my bike, playing hide and seek with my buddies, you know,
yep.
throwing mud balls at cars, just being a typical East Side,
you know knocking over
heathen.
Knocking over a liquor store every
yeah,
now
exactly.
and then,
you know, just being a heathen on the East Side. But those are the things you don't remember, you know,
right.
running down to the Salvation Army and playing basketball. You don't remember.
You remember your friends that you did it with, but you don't remember the games. Yeah.
Exactly. You got to remember the child. That's what I think we miss, though. I mean, it just we don't have that. But I just think our society's changed not only in sports, but just in general. You can't – I can tell you it's hard for me to just let my kids go run the streets like I used to and come
right.
back when the streetlights are on. You just don't do that anymore just
right.
because there's too many crazies out there. But so that's what's, I think, all changed. Hopefully we can get back to those days. My question would be, does that still happen in the smaller communities or
You'd
not?
Like to think
or
so.
The metropolitan areas, are they've gone past that.
You know,
but in the smaller areas, do they still do that?
We used to spend entire summers. I lived in Cedar Rapids. We lived on a corner lot. And the side street on the side of our house wasn't very busy. And we would use one of the tar joints in the middle of that street as home plate.
Exactly.
And we had an old softball bat and an old tennis ball. And there'd be 5 or 6 of us that would just get out there. And that we would do that for hours and hours and hours. You'd have one person in the outfield, one person pitching, one person batting. And you just kept rotating. And we'd make up whatever games. And those. Yeah, that doesn't happen, at least not in town anymore. That doesn't happen. And you just wonder. It has to be organized. It has to, yeah, either they're on their butts playing video games, or it has to be organized. We've got to have a coach. It's almost like there has to be a reason we're doing this instead of just having fun.
Well, I mean, I'm Generation Y or X or whatever it is. I did that when I was a kid. We used to play out we had this dirt mound, and we used to, you know, I was a horrible batter, but, you know, I made it
but
work.
But you played and you had fun.
I did.
And you were you the last kid picked?
Yeah, always. I was the only girl. So, yeah.
Al, don't even go there. We know you weren't even picked. They're just like, Al's left. Who's taking him? I don't even care. We have 5. You guys have 6. Go ahead and take Al. Take Al.
My whole life, I was just happy to be there.
Yeah,
just happy to be there.
Just take Al. But, you know, that's what I think is missing. I mean, that's what's missing, I think, out there is just all those good times. And we did the same thing. I remember we had always – the big deal was when summer started, we'd go get that fresh wiffle ball and – tape it up with electrical tape
yep.
just so we could hit it further
that.
And play the home run derby and all. And we would stay outside yeah. and then
did you play with the regular wiffle ball bat or the fat bat?
No, we played. We had to play regular.
Okay,
that was the deal. Yeah, no, not the fat one. Because
I love
that
the fat batch. You could club.
Ours
thing
was
with
foam
those.
Lined. We had a big old fat one. Had a thing of foam around it.
Good stuff. That's silver spoon right there. That's what you call that.
But that's where you get back to. Okay, why? If we ask the question, why are our kids playing sports today? All the statistics don't lie. The kids are telling you, I play sports to have fun, and I play sports to be around my friends. It's mom and dad that are saying we play sports to win. We play sports because Jimmy or Tammy or Bobby can get a scholarship one day. We play sports because my kid's better than your kid, then that means I'm a better parent than you are. And if our team wins, that shows that we're superior. I mean, the kids don't care about that stuff. The kids want to have fun. They want to play the game, be with their friends. And again, it comes back to mom and dad losing a little bit of perspective.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree. I mean, and I'm not going to sit here and tell lies to you. You know, it's taken me some time to get used to that. Just being from a high competitive level and
sure.
You put your kid out there. And, you know, I can tell you, I get more humble and humble each year that we do it. You know, my biggest thing now is just to make sure that my kids have fun out there.
Yep.
You know, I just started golf with my little guy. I've never seen my little guy smile so much in his life. And I don't even think
that's because he can beat you already.
Well, I don't think he hits it 5 yards, but you know what? We tee it up everywhere. We don't care if we're on the green or the fairway. We're teeing it up. That's how we do it. And he just, you know, but that's what he loves. He just loves to hit the ball. And I mean,
and that look in his eye is what's important.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's in trying to make that everlasting memory with him. You know, it is golf. It's not me, you know, harping at him. Hey, why'd you go down looking in baseball? You know, it's. Continuing to tell myself as a parent that, Casey, you've been there. You've had your limelight. It's not about you anymore. It's about Max and Maisie and what they and them creating their own memories and having fun with what they do in life.
Well, and again, there's Joe Ehrman, Coach for America. Joe is one of the foremost authorities on youth sports and how to in a healthy way have your kids compete in youth sports. And he talks about it this way, and I know we're getting close to having to wrap this up. He talks about as a parent not being putting your kids in a transactional situation with sports. It's more transformational. In other words, you care more about what they learn and how they have fun and grow through sports. And if they fail, they learn how to deal with failure. And rather than, well, if you perform at a certain level, son or daughter, then I'll love you. Then I'll take care of you. Then I'll do it. And if you don't, then I'm going to be grumpy and I'm going to be, you know, that, you know, transactional type of parenting in sports is one that will crush a kid's spirit. The transformational, where we love you no matter what, we're going to teach you and we're going to walk with you through this whole process. That's ultimately what it's about for me.
I would have to say the biggest thing for me on that too is I have to step back kind of from the coaching role.
Sure.
Because I notice myself when I'm in the coaching role, I get a little bit more ramped up on that.
All right, you've been harassing me off the air or on the air all
day.
I will tell you that I coach the recreational side of a 10, 11, 12-year-old league at Raccoon Valley, and we're there to have fun. We're there to have kids.
Amen.
And what we're seeing now is we're seeing parents who have had their kids in competitive baseball for a long time coming back and saying, you know what, we just want to come play with you.
Amen.
And I had one dad came up to me after the game, and he said, I have never seen my son smile on the baseball field. And I see it now.
And that is the best way to wrap up this show. Mike Woody jumping in, and as he does always, lending some wisdom and perspective. We hope you've enjoyed this discussion of youth sports. Tune in next week for more extra points here on 1350 KRNT.